about it, it's not so extreme. It's the only way. If Moshe Rabbeinu, we would mechaber him with the Shlishi, Levi, he would get Levi, not Shlishi, get Levi. We would mechaber him with Levi, so he would have to read from the Torah that we're using in the year 2013. Okay. Now, what's amazing is, and here we're picking up on new material, there's practically universal agreement with the approach of the Chazon Ish. And here, I want to unite worlds. And first, let me quote from the Lubavitcher Rebbe. Now, Reb Menachem Mendel Schneerson, again, it's very hard to talk with you about Lubavitch because many of you have grown up with snickers about Lubavitch and messianicism. And I saw on the way to the Kotel as I was walking out, and there was tremendous mobs at the Kotel Friday night. It was unbelievable to try to get out. I made a mistake. I should have climbed over the fence. I would have been able to get out a little quicker, and I'm still young enough to do it, if you know what I'm talking about, because they totally blocked what should be an exit. The tourists don't realize you got to leave a little room for people to walk out. So when you and while we were walking through the old city to Shai Yafo, a whole group of messianists were coming in with their flag in front of them, with their look on their faces. I think my Talmud Steve wanted to punch someone in the nose, but Steve, I want to tell you something. You can't win by punching. In Miami Beach, a few winters ago, I actually argued with one, and I walked away slapping my face. I said, you wasted your breath. Good Shabbos. They say Good Shabbos. Good Shabbos, they say. No, but it's very frightening with that flag. God, that's very frightening. Anyway, in the Shtiblach, there's an ongoing debate. There are a few messianists who occasionally daven there, and Ani would never let them daven for the Yomid. And I think Ani's right, but I have to bite my lips. Okay, you don't realize how big the Lubavitcher Rebbe was. And he was an Adam Gadol, Reb Menachem Mendel Schneerson. And I will deal with him in great depth in the Monday class. I believe next year we'll reach it. I have a world of material prepared, and I'm still very actively preparing. But on the Rebbe, I finished. I worked many months, and I finally understand. I hope I understand the Rebbe from I don't want to say from A to Z, but at least from A to T. Anyway, I'm now quoting from Likutei Sichot, 1994, Pashat Tetzaveh, 1994. And it's the fifth vort that they bring down on the Rebbe's talk on Pashat Tetzaveh. Now, you all know, the Rebbe was very fortunate. It's like Rav Ovadia Yosef. They had students who wrote down everything they said. And I told you more than once, the Rebbe had Chozrim of Yoke, a Khan. Every word the Rebbe said, he remembered by heart. He has a photographic memory. And after Shabbos, he would dictate what the Rebbe said. And a few other Chassidim were there with photographic memories. They may argue on a word or two. And then everything was written and edited. And you have to have mazel. And the Rebbe had it, Baruch Hashem. So they wrote out the Rebbe's sicha. And the Rebbe reaches, used to use an expression, Vas'alf mim gezak, yetzav mi ahora masit. What does it mean? From all that we said, we now have a practical conclusion. What was the Rebbe's practical conclusion? And I'm quoting, B'tekufa achrona, the Rebbe said this all in Yiddish, but they published it in Hebrew. In the last period, we have found many genizot that have valuable papers from ancient times, parchment. And we find variant readings in relation to the Tanakh, and we see differences between our Mesorah and between the parchments we find. And the Rebbe says that these Genizot appear to be very strong proof. You have to make changes. You have to amend. You follow me, Moshe? You have to have a variant reading. But he says, in reality, we should do nothing. Why? Now quoting the Rebbe, It's amazing what I'm going to show you. Sharei ein ledat michei mechabrei haganisot. Imchei megedolei hachachamim im lav. We don't know who wrote it. Were they Shikinglach? Or were they great Rabbanim? Not only that, Nevi, I'm saying it in Yiddish because I'm living with the Rebbe. More than that, it could very well be that that's why they put these into Geniza, because they were not written properly. Lo'umat zot, in contradistinction, Hamasoret sheyesh biyadenu, the traditions we have, Nimsera ish mipi ish, da achada ad Moshe Rabbeinu, ubarua shehi amitet. Chesky, what do you say? Sounds just like the Chazon Ish's letter. Lev 32, volume 1, Igrot Chazon Ish. Word by word, what we have is Mesorah. And Mesorah is ish mipi ish, Moshe Rabbeinu. This is what we can rely upon. Gentlemen,